my friends, to another captivating episode on Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm your high-performance coach, Crazy Coach Maria, and I'm honored that you're listening in. I appreciate all the feedback. Keep it coming. Now, this has been a roller coaster week of laughter and tears for me. The good news is that the tears were joyful ones of celebration and a release of emotions. Because what I did this week is I released my first book. Yes, my first book that I wrote the whole thing on, titled Put Your Big Girl Panties On So You Can Get Over It. So I had a virtual book launch this week, and quite honestly, I gotta tell you, I lost it. The emotions just had been stored and pent up, and I just had to let them go. So I said to myself, wow, that was great. You did it. Have you ever wanted to do something and you stopped yourself? Hey, I did too. I know, I've been there. But not this time. This time I carried through with a commitment and a vengeance I made to myself. Now, it's just like doing this weekly podcast. And I've been doing this for a few years now, and it does require a commitment and consistency and courage to show up every week for you, for myself, for my friends, for my family. Because at the end of the day, I want all of us to live a fully vibrant, energetic, and joyful life. And your comments, your ideas, your input fills my tank and allows me to keep rolling down the highway of personal growth and development. And by the way, I do pick up some hitchhikers, and I have on the way, which is a good thing. Because I truly believe in the power of personal development, and I must constantly challenge and renew my energy and commitment so I may serve my clients at a high level. So I have to stay in warrior mode. So here we are, my friends. It's the end of another glorious year. Some of you think I'm off my rocker. What do you mean gloriously? There's nothing good about this year. I mean, what do you mean what was glorious about it? Listen, I woke up on the right side of the sod every day. We delved into challenging ourselves to be better every day. We were a role model for others. Maybe we did our first video on social media. Maybe some of you had excellent business results, even everyone said it was impossible. Maybe you rolled out a new marketing plan. You attended training, and we attended training to better ourselves. And most of all, we loved deeply, and we encouraged others to be better every day. So reflect on the year and the lessons that you learned before we move into 2024. And before we move into 2024, I want you to declutter your mind, and I'm going to give you a little exercise today to do that, because every once in a while, we do need to declutter. So what I'd like you to do now is, if you can take out a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to answer the following questions as honestly as you can. This is about you and your personal development and growth. So the first question I want you to ask yourself is, when was the last time you decluttered your kitchen cabinets and kitchen drawers? Number two, do you regularly wear all the clothes in your closet and in your chest of drawers? Number three, can you quickly walk into the garage and find a screwdriver and a hammer? Number four, did you take the 1 week or longer old empty Starbucks cups out of the car? Number five, did you take the week old empty juice boxes and other trash that has filled your car? And number six, are you in a rut and bored with certain aspects of your life? Now, I do recognize and understand that all of your answers are going to vary, but I hope you're getting the point of where I'm going with this. Your world and everything in it are a reflection of you. Your home is no exception. Your car is no exception. You wake up in the morning in your home. You live in your home. You sleep in your home. It is very much a huge part of your life. And the thing that we need to ask ourselves is, does this reflect my mind? Good question. So I'll ask it again. Does it reflect your mind? As we move into the new year, I recommend decluttering your home, decluttering your wardrobe, because this simple task nurtures your mind. And your environment that you're in needs to inspire you and make you want to experience new things. Sometimes we hold on to old memories and old clothes that no longer serve us. And when we do that, we cannot make room for new. And we all know that our brain loves novelty. Our brain loves newness. So if you look in the closet and you're looking at the same clothes over and over again, and you're kind of bored with them, you need to get rid of them and make the way for something new. Maybe one new dress, maybe one new pair of pants, maybe one new shirt. But we have to declutter. Now, everyone's tastes are different, and I know that. Some of us and some of you can work in a very busy office environment surrounded by stacks of books and papers, and others cannot. The point is to clear the excess, because we have to declutter to make room for new. Now, someone once said to me, a decluttered room is a decluttered mind. So it's the middle of December, my friends. It's time to put the final notes in your 2023 journal and make way for the new adventures coming your way. Make room for new relationships, new clients, new adventures. Clear out the old files, because the universe looks at them and says, she has not room. She has not room to take on any new clients. She has not room for a new relationship because she is holding on to the past. She has not room for a new exercise program because she has failed in the past. So time to let go. It's time to close the door on 2023, clear the clutter, and set your intention for 2024. Remember, you don't have to do it all at one time, and you don't have to dedicate a whole day or two. Just start small. Maybe it's one drawer. Maybe it's five outfits that you haven't worn in a year. If you haven't worn it in a year, it's time to bag it up and donate the clothes or the shoes or the purses or the bags or whatever it is. It's time to let it go and eliminate the clutter that's cluttering up your mind. Now, the great thing about doing this little exercise is it's actually threefold, the good thing. It's not threefold. You get three good things out of it. Number one, you feel good because you've achieved something, however small the task. Number two, you are decluttering your home, thereby decluttering your mind. And again, it'd be said for the car, if you work in a car, because I know there are traveling road warriors out there. Or how about cleaning out your computer backpack? Little things like that. You declutter your environment, you declutter your mind, and you make room for new. And the third thing about doing this is you're given to a charity. You've bagged up the clothes, you've bagged up the shoes, and you're giving them to someone who may need them. So here's the simple formula. Achieve plus declutter plus give back equals feeling happy. And I know you want to go into, 2024 feeling happy. So if you, one little accomplishment per day, one drawer per day, one outfit per day, you'll achieve it. You declutter, you give back, it makes you feel happy. And then, now my friends, you're ready to tackle on the next decluttering item, whatever that is for you. Life is full of possibilities when you see them. So believe in yourself and your capabilities. Don't think it's overwhelming. Know that it's possible to get this decluttering activity done so you can clear your mind going into 2024. So I know you know someone that needs to hear this message. So go ahead, my friends, hit the share button now so you can have a positive impact on someone else. So you can be a role model for someone else. And if you're ready to take the next step in your personal development, schedule a one-on-one appointment with me. Just go to mycalendly.com/Maria Bradfield/60 minutes. 60 min. Again, calendly.com/Maria Bradfield/60 min. I want to always thank you for listening in because I know you have a choice and you chose me. And I appreciate that. And no matter what you do, my friends, stay focused, stay positive, and have fun. And no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, do it with passion. And I will talk to you next week.